What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace, and welcome back to the Jamie Grace Podcast. I want you all to know that we are safe, we are okay, and there is nothing wrong. But for the last hour, I've just had this like faint concept or thought that there could be something on fire in our home, and I was just a little bit nervous. And so I asked my husband if he smells anything, and he was like, no, I don't smell anything. So like 10 or 15 minutes later, I was like, I'm sorry, I just kind of feel like there's still something burning. Can you maybe check and see if the like if the oven is on or something like that? Because I know I had just reheated some pizza a little while, maybe like 2 hours ago, in the microwave. And I know that he prefers to reheat pizza in the oven. So I was like, maybe I like inspired him and he like turned on the oven. And it got left on. And so he went and checked the oven. He was like, nope, nothing. He just like smacked his lips because I said I inspired him. And okay, dramatic. And so I was like, I need you to check. Like, so he checked the oven and he was like, no, nothing is burning. And then I was like, well, maybe it's one of our neighbors. Like maybe they are cooking something and I'm just getting like a whiff of it. And this goes on for like an hour, maybe even over an hour, to the point where I was just like, hey, I really think that something is on fire. Like literally 5 minutes ago, like I'm a little nervous. And he's like, I'm just going to go outside, you know, and kind of scope it around, walk around a little bit, smell a little bit, see if I can smell this fire. And so he comes back inside and he's like, are you sure nothing upstairs is burning? Because in the loft, it's pretty hot up here and I have a lot of instruments, a lot of equipment. And stuff does run really hot. So I looked around the room and then I realized that there's a paper towel with my pizza crust and it is oven pizza from when they made it yesterday at the place. And I was smelling my pizza that I hadn't thrown in the trash. And that's what I thought was a fire in our house. It was pizza crust from my lunch like an hour or two ago. So we're going to be jumping into Proverbs 29 today. It's going to be great. It's going to be way better than that story you just heard. This has been a 16-year study on the book of Proverbs, and it's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you guys are here to listen to it. Proverbs 29, verse 1, says, he who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. If this is your first look at Proverbs, welcome, because it looks like we're on for a pretty intense ride. Verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom makes his father rejoice, but a companion of harlots wastes his wealth. Do you like how I said that? Wastes. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for fleet. By transgression, an evil man is snared. But the righteous sings and rejoices. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. Scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless, but the upright seek his well-being. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. If a ruler pays attention to the lies, all his servants become wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. The king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to the mother, to his mother. Verse 16, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous will see their fall. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. A servant will not be corrected by mere words. For though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Here we go again, talking about how there's more hope for fools than other foolish things. Oh, it's crazy. It's so good. Verse 21, he who pampers his servant from childhood will have him as a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He swears to tell the truth, but reveals nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but I feel like that's a snar, but it has a yithian. Y'all, I promise I went to college and stuff like that. Okay, cool. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. So that's verse 29. I feel like that was a much shorter one. It was only 27 verses, and a lot of them go into the 30s. That just also just like felt really short. I don't really know what that was, because the last one was only 28 verses, and the one before that. And the one before the... No, that one was 27. Why am I just counting verses now? Because I'm a theologian. Okay, so let's run through a couple of these verses that kind of popped out. Verse 4, the king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. And then also verse 7, the righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. So if you didn't listen to last week's, I really want you to go ahead and check that out, because I really feel like this is a call when we talk about leadership and leaders, for sure. I mean, us as well, like we're all leaders in a way, for sure. But, you know, it literally uses the word king. And so the king establishes the land by justice. I mean, justice is very appropriate. And the Bible is always talking about justice and, you know, the way exactly what that means, like that's a huge conversation. But it's just talking about like honesty and things being just. You know, we know our God is a just God. And so the opposite of that would be someone who receives bribes. So like manipulation and going behind the behind the backs of other people and under the table of other people and, you know, corporations. And I feel like I just said the word corporations just to say corporations. Like, you know, when people are trying to sound smart and they're like, yeah, corporations and manipulations and obligations and hubbledy, you know, just to say a lot of words with syllables. But, you know, when things are done in a manipulative way, in a bribing way, when corporations and businesses and leaders and successful people are doing things in a manipulative and bribing way, that's the opposite of justice. And that's not cool. Verse 7 says, the righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. I think that's really important, because a lot of times we can see people that are poor. We can see people that have less than us, people that really don't make as much money as people that are in poverty, people that are on food stamps, people that are on WIC, whatever that might be, people that don't live lives like we live. And we can say, oh, well, you did X, Y, Z to get you here, so that's why you don't deserve it. Or people that are immigrants, it's like, okay, well, we're all immigrants. I mean, let's be real. But like, you know, we can be like, okay, like, well, this is how you got here and this is what you did to get here. So that's why I, you know, don't like you, or that's why I'm going to treat you this way or make things difficult for you. Like, and here's the thing. I understand that some people might be like, whoa, Jamie Grace, like that's kind of controversial. Like, you know, stick to your pop songs. But I'm not saying nothing but what the word God said to me. Proverbs 29, verse 7, the righteous considers the cause of the poor. I paused so that we could focus on those words a little bit and make sure that we're all hearing them. I'm going to look at another translation if it helps you out. Let's see. Chapter 20, Proverbs 29, verse 7, it says in the Voice translation, the just get involved with the poor and know their issues, but the wicked can't even comprehend such concerns. So when we're talking about the poor, let me just say this real quick. We're talking about the poor, and you hear words like food stamps, Section 8, projects, lower class, working class, immigrant, dare I even say illegal immigrant. When you hear words like that, the Bible doesn't have a sliding scale. You are either, according to Proverbs 29, verse 7, you are either comprehending these concerns or you're getting, sorry, forgive me, you are either not comprehending, so you either don't understand or you're getting involved and getting to know their issues. So ask yourself that question, those keywords that I just said. Are you getting to know their issues and getting involved with them? Or do you not understand what's going on? There's only two options. It's righteous or wicked. I pray that's convicting for all of us, and the way that we choose to treat people, the way that we choose to love on people, especially if we are going to call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? I hope you said it, at least in your spirit, and smiling at you. I hope you feel it. Verse 9, if a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. The Bible talks about a lot about foolishness. The book of Proverbs talks a lot about foolishness because the book of Proverbs is based on wisdom. The opposite of wisdom is foolishness. The opposite of being wise is being a fool. Again, there's no sliding scale. You're either being wise or you're being a fool. And so it says if a wise man contends with a foolish man, well, it doesn't matter what the fool is going to do. Even if the fool is like, yeah, I understand. It doesn't matter. There's no peace. Get out of a fool's business. Get out of his information. Let him calm down. Just whatever. Verse 9 in Proverbs 29 in the Voice translation, it says, when the wise go to court against a fool, there will be ranting and raving, but no resolution. Have you ever been in an argument with a friend or a loved one and you didn't get anywhere? I haven't, because I'm great. I'm lying. Yeah, it's like you're both just being foolish and just like, but me, but you. And you don't get anywhere. Like, why? Why would we do that? Yo, this last verse that I want to share is whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He swears to tell the truth, but reveals nothing. I don't want to be like that. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to be truthful, or I'm going to be reliable, or I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to support you. And then like my actions don't represent what I'm saying. I don't want to be that girl. Don't be that girl. Don't be the guy. No, it's not fun. I wanted to read it in the voice translation. It says, anyone who teams up with a thief must despise his own life, for he is bound by an oath to tell the truth and yet refuses. That's good stuff. Sorry, I was just reading all this over again. I love verse 25. If you fear other people, you are walking into a dangerous trap, but if you trust in the eternal, you will be safe. Woof. I needed that. I don't even know if that was for y'all or if that was for me. That was verse 25 in the voice translation. Bruh, God's got this. God's got this. Amen. All right, guys. So I don't know if that was for, I have nothing to elaborate on. The word of God has spoken for itself. It always does. It's just rare that I'm speechless after reading it. That was Proverbs 29. Hit me up on the socials at Jamie Grace H. I would love to hear what you thought about it. Tag me in your Insta story. Very specifically, I know, but tag me in your Insta story if you're reading along with me, because I would really like to repost it and say thank you for listening. But yeah, thank you for listening. I'm Jamie Grace. I will talk to you next week. Okay, bye.